SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Atem im SBS Beivrit.
And now we are joined by Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Hi, Shane.
Hi, Mitt.
And starting with the main headlines on this week's edition, the Association of Rape Crisis Centers in Israel submitted its finding to the UN in a report detailing brutal acts of violence rape perpetrated by Hamas on October 7. And now Zionist Federation of Australia CEO with his comments. What can you tell us about this, Shane?
So Zionist Federation of Australia CEO Alan Kasuto said he expects the United Nations to take Israel's report of horrific sexual assault and gender-based violence during the October 7 massacre seriously. But he added, we have our doubts. Last week, the Association of Rape Crisis Centers in Israel submitted its findings to the UN in a report detailing brutal acts of violent rape, often involving threats with weapons, specifically directed towards injured women in Israel during the attack by Hamas. It's a graphic and distressing account, with the report describing how, in some cases, rape was conducted in front of an audience such as partners, family, or friends. And some Hamas terrorists pursued victims who escaped the massacre, dragging them by their hair with screams. The majority of victims were subsequently killed during or after the sexual assault. So Kasuto told the Jewish News, the systematic and barbaric nature of the Hamas rapists is so foreign it is hard to fathom. And the sheer number of rapes across so many sites shows that this was a clear operational strategy. And it's extremely upsetting and difficult to read about those heinous attacks, but we cannot ignore them or remain silent. So he added, UN Women and other UN agencies were silent for weeks in the face of repeated reports of Hamas's use of rape as a weapon of war. So when it comes to Israel, he said, the UN is entirely compromised, and we've seen that at every level, including when it comes to the safety and dignity of Israeli women and girls.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments from community leaders or Australian politicians?
There's been quite a lot of further comment among the Australian Jewish community about this.
Okay.
From people like Executive Council of Australian Jewry, immediate past President Gillian Segal. She said, as we approach International Women's Day, which is coming up, this shocking report should serve as an important wake-up call to the world about Hamas and the atrocities of October 7. There's some also other, some politicians got involved. Wentworth MP Allegra Spender, she urged everyone to speak out against the horrific reports of widespread rape and sexual assault perpetrated by Hamas. And Goldstone MP Zoe Daniel said that her concern for the well-being of her electorate's Jewish community is in part driven by the trauma caused by these grotesque abuses of October the 7th. Our CEO of the Association of Rape Crisis Centers in Israel, Orit Sulit Zinu, said the report leaves no room for denial or disregard. And we call on international organizations, including the UN, UN Women, to raise your voices and not allow the cries of these victims to fade away.
What about the response from the UN Women Australia, Shane?
The Jewish News contacted UN Women Australia, but they declined to comment, and they referred the Jewish News instead to the United Nations itself on the matter.
And you can read the full story on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, take us through the latest updates in Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah, sure. So in Melbourne, there's a few things. Melbourne Writers Festival Deputy Chair Leslie Retty has quit the festival's board over, quote, historically untrue and deeply offensive material to be aired at the event, which will be held in May. And writer Michaela Saunders' session in the program, titled Let It Bring Hope, features Aboriginal and Palestinian poets reading works in affirmation of commitment, care and solidarity. The program states, quote, Aboriginal and Palestinian solidarity has a long history, a relationship that is more vital than ever in the movement to resist colonialism and speak out against atrocities. Now, Saunders, who has Korean Lebanese legacy, within 3 weeks of October 7 Hamas onslaught, she signed an open letter blaming the violence on, quote, 75 years of Israeli settler colonial dispossession. So Reti, who was the festival's deputy chair for the past 2 years, said this is historically untrue and deeply offensive material, and it compelled him to quit his role on the board. We've also got further comments about that from various Australian Jewish leaders. Also in Melbourne, a senior Victoria police officer will meet with a group of Jews who said they were treated unjustly by police outside a Melbourne City Council meeting. We might have mentioned that in last week's report.
Yes.
So hopefully some good will come out of that.
Okay.
Also in Melbourne, the Besson Family Foundation Chair Debbie Dadon has stepped down from the Melbourne's Malthouse Theatre Board amid concerns that anti-Israel activist Clementine Ford will be given a platform to speak about her book the same night as a Yiddish theatre group's production of Yentl is set to open.
Okay, that's in Melbourne. Let's move to Sydney and some more incidents in Sydney, Shane.
There's a couple of incidents in Sydney too. Unfortunately, on university campuses, I'm sure it's also going on in Melbourne, but at Jewish students at the University of Technology, Sydney, have expressed concerns over its position on a pro-Palestinian strike that was due to take place on Thursday. An email sent to students earlier this week said, quote, UTS supports the rights of staff and students to work towards social justice, advocate for causes they believe in, and voice their opinions freely without fear of reprisal. And it said students missing class due to attending the strike could notify their tutors so that no penalty for non-participation or absence from assessment is applied. Now, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President David Ossip said the RIF body was immensely concerned about this and is engaging with the university at the highest levels to remind them of their duty of care and responsibility to ensure the safety and well-being of Jewish students and staff. Since that story was published after deadline, we've heard of similar incidents happening at the University of Sydney. And some letters from the Vice Chancellor directing staff and teachers to allow protesters against Israel to freely come into any lecture and speak in the middle of the class if they like. There's also been an event organised on Thursday at the university campus about from a group calling itself Solidarity. And it's hard to tell exactly what it is, but from all the posters, it looks like it's kind of talking about Hamas and possibly or hopefully not promoting Hamas's cause in that event. But it's wait and see how that one goes.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. And in a different story with Palestinian Leila Khaled, and she will not be allowed into Australia to speak at the Socialist Climate Conference. What can you tell us about this, Shane?
Yeah, sure. So Palestinian terrorist Leila Khaled will not be allowed into Australia to speak at a Socialist Climate Conference, a Sunni government minister said this week. Khaled had been announced as a speaker at something called Eco-Socialism 2024, Fight Climate Change, Not War, an event to be held in Perth in June later this year. A member of the National Committee of Terrorist Group, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, Khaled became the first woman in the world to hijack an aeroplane in 1969 with the hijacking of TWA Flight 840. And she participated in one of the four simultaneous Dawson's Field hijackings the following year as part of the campaign of the Black September terrorist organisation in Jordan. So Executive Council of Australian Jewry wrote to Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, Minister for Home Affairs Clara Neal, and Minister for Immigration Andrew Giles earlier this week urging that any visa application should be rejected. And she should not be allowed to appear even virtually at the event. So we've got some comments from those three politicians. The Jewish News understands that Khaled has not submitted a visa application yet. This organisers of this event Sam Wainwright had told Green Left Weekly, which is a co-host of the conference, on Tuesday that, quote, far-right objections to Khaled, who he labelled a Palestinian freedom fighter, were, quote, fake outrage.
And that's on that story. And let's move now to more positive stories. And going back to your main page, both the Melbourne and Sydney editions have a beautiful reprint of a painting. Tell us more about it, Shane.
Yeah, we've put also on our front page, next to the more, you know, dark stories, we've put a bright story. We've got a lovely reprint of a painting, a beautiful painting that was made. So as the Jewish world, of course, waits in hope for news of a new deal that will see the remaining Israeli hostages released from Hamas captivity in Gaza, a painting featuring the two youngest remaining Israeli captors is being offered in a raffle with proceeds to go directly to Israel. It's called Bibas Beauty by Sydney-based Hayley Sherman, and it features young children Ariel and Kfir Bibas in the embrace of their mother Shiri. It will be raffled off by Wheatso New South Wales, with all proceeds to support traumatized children and families in Israel. But anyone in Australia can purchase raffle tickets. And if they'd like to, it's a great cause, a beautiful painting. They can go to wheatsonewsouthwales.org.au/bibas-raffle.
And that's a nice way to finish off this week's report. Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much for your time and speak to you again next time.
Sure, thank you.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.